You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever.
Welcome back.
Hi.
How's it going, Jordan?
I'm grand. How are you?
I am good, and I'm very excited for today's episode.
Oh, me too. This is going to be like a really fun one. Like, yeah. I feel like this episode is going to like satisfy every like 12-year-old girl's dreams and fantasies of
literally
like when they've like thought about their weddings and what they want to do.
So we're doing a little episode on what we would do if we had all the money in the world and could plan a dream wedding.
This is gonna like probably depress me because I'm gonna have all these plans and I'm like, I can't do
you can't actually do this. Oops. Yeah, it's gonna be like, what venue would we have? Where would we go? Who would be there? Who would be our photographer? Would we have videographers? Like,
yes,
everything that we would do, because we always get asked like, oh, you go to all these weddings, you probably have your perfect dream wedding planned out, and you know.
Yes, we do.
But we can't afford them.
Reality versus expectation.
Literally.
Yeah.
And if we have these weddings that we, you know, when you take all the good things from all the weddings that we go to, we would have $1 million wedding. So we're going to tell you what we would do if we had $1 million wedding.
Yes. Oh, so excited.
And it'll be hilarious to see the difference in
I think
the
our
two
vibes
of us.
Are very different.
100%.
We already know this, which is going to be very fun for all
you
to listen
to. It's
going to
be so funny.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. So, Jordan, where in the world would you get married?
I think I'd go to the States.
Okay.
Probably like Montana or like, one of those little like country states.
Yeah.
And like I don't know where, but like I think I'd like rent out like
a ranch.
A ranch or like somewhere with like cabins and like kind of like a, not a summer camp, but like to have that like vibe of everybody staying together and like even like one of those huge like guest ranches with like it's huge cabins. That's probably what I would do.
Yeah.
I've always like loved that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yes.
And then like somewhere where you could do the reception and everything.
Yeah, I really just love Montana. So like honestly, I'd probably just pick Montana. I know it's close to here and it's very similar to like our.
But I feel like it would have more options. Like in the mountains, even in like Calgary, you're going to spend like $1 billion. And but if you went to the States, you could probably get it for a better price.
I just love Montana and I've never been there. And I think it'd be really cool to have it as like a special place.
A destination place.
Yeah.
And okay, so I'm gonna pull up my list here. So you get married in Montana and like a ranch would be your venue.
I don't even know if I'd want it to be ranchy or like country, I guess per se, but I just like the idea of having everybody in the same place.
But like a big barn or something
like
for a venue?
Yes, a big estate almost. And not like a luxury estate. I just mean like a cool, like funky vibe like that.
Cabin-y.
Yes, cabin vibes.
Yeah.
Cabin vibes.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. Who would be your photographer?
Don Photo.
Yeah.
100%. I don't know if anybody like that listens to this knows her like follows her, whatever.
Yeah.
You do because you're a photographer, but I just like love the vibe. I use her presets.
Yeah.
I just love the way she captures everything. I always try and emulate her. So like, I feel like it's just because it's like, she's my fave.
Yeah.
And I just like, I think that she would vibe with what I'm planning. So I think that's, again, like, we try and preach this, but it's, like, pick somebody that you know would vibe with, like, what you're planning, and I know she would.
So and she's a cool person.
And she's cool. She's funky. I think we would vibe.
She's American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she also, like, knows that area. I think she shoots, not in Montana, I guess, but she shoots in
like
Oregon
everywhere.
A lot.
Yeah.
But she shoots everywhere. Yeah. I just love her. I don't know. I don't
she'd
know
be
her,
vibe.
But
yeah,
she's a vibe.
Yeah. No, yeah. I could definitely see her doing that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, detail-wise, what would you have like as your like color scheme for like decor would you have a bridal party?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I would.
How many people?
Lots.
Everyone. Everyone that's there in your bridal party?
No. I would probably have like 8.
Really?
Eight.
And okay, what's the guest count at your wedding?
So this is a tricky subject for me because I don't know if maybe I should explain my timeline before I explain this question to you because my guest count changes depending on the time of the day. Which
even in Montana?
Yeah. Huh? Oh, no.
No. Well. If you were local, you could do that.
We're
going to pretend
that we're local for this because it's imaginary anyways.
True, true. Okay, it's fine.
Don't be judging me.
I'm not judging you.
Yeah, I can't talk about that yet. Ask me different questions.
So, bridal party. You said eight.
I don't know, I think a big group.
Just everyone that you're
friends
with. I just
know that I have a lot of pals and you just want to include my squad around me, and I feel like a lot of other people understand that too. But I would have lots.
And honestly,
I don't know about whoever it is I'm going to marry, but they better have lots of pals too.
Yeah. Average timeline though.
My average timeline?
Or average, sorry, guest count. Like 100,
150,
300.
150 or more probably.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay. What's your timeline? Let's go through it. Yeah, would you have a traditional timeline?
No, mine's so backwards.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. You're probably going to like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting ready separately as normal in the morning, like normally, like whatever, like as the day goes by. And then I would do like a first look private vows.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like, I wouldn't do like vows in front of everybody like as people do. I would do them privately.
And you would see each other though?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, unless my person that I decide to marry doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not just about me.
True, true.
But if it was about me, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
We'd have our little first look. We'd do private vows. We'd cry. Have a beautiful time.
Oh, I love it.
And then we would take some photos together privately.
Okay.
Like, not even with anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, just our photographer, videographer.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you would hire a videographer.
Yeah.
Who would your videographer be?
There's a videographer couple. And the name of their company is like on the tip of my tongue.
We'll put it up on the screen.
Yeah, but they did Coover and whatever his name is.
Yeah,
their wedding. And I just love the way they do
so
it.
So that would be your videographer.
Yeah, they're like probably $1 million.
Yeah, but this is budget free.
Yeah, so they're shooting and they're doing Super 8. I'm gonna make them do it. I don't know if they do.
Give them your camera.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Where are we going there? So timeline. You said you would do first look portraits.
First look portraits. Then I would have the bridal party join us after that for photos with them.
Okay.
Then I would have family photos.
Yep.
Then I would have a private dinner with just family and the bridal party.
Okay.
So just them.
Yeah.
Then we would have a sunset ceremony.
Love.
Like at like 8 o'clock at night.
Oh.
So at sunset. Yeah. No one shows up until sunset ceremony, which is like 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So none of my guests, like that's why I would have a private dinner because it's nice. And then you could do speeches if you really wanted to. I don't even know if I would do speeches, honest to God.
Do it the night before at their rehearsal?
Honestly, I probably would. Sunset ceremony where everyone shows up. And then obviously we'd have to sneak out for sunset photos after the ceremony.
Cute.
Where everyone goes in for their cocktail hour for like an hour.
Then you go do portraits.
And then just a huge party.
Yeah.
Literally.
Love.
And I just like that because there's no downtime for the people that like are coming to just watch the ceremony.
Yeah.
They get to have like a good two or three drinks and then the party starts. We have a good entrance. And then there's no like downtime and no one is like waiting to dance or like not wanting to dance yet because I feel like the energy's high.
Yeah.
I don't know. For I some feel like reason,
that time in between can be a mood killer.
That's what meshes with me.
Totally.
That's what I would do. For one day, I decided, like, wow, this is a cool little way to do it. And that's like, I don't know. For me, like, a sunset ceremony is so romantic.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm not doing that.
No.
Like, it has to be at sunset.
You could have that exact wedding in Jasper.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to do it in Jasper, but like...
No, but like somewhere in the mountains. Okay, so guest count, you said 150?
Well, that's the thing. That's why I was saying it's different because for dinner and stuff, it'd be like 50 people.
True.
But like just your party, family, I would invite everybody.
Everybody?
I don't know.
What would you do for color scheme with girls and...
I would do
and like, what time of year first? What time of year?
It's hard for me because like I'd love to pick summer, but I know if I'm still a photographer, summer's
just
not
going to happen.
It's not going to. It'd be probably fall because I love fall. It's like my favorite time of the year.
Fall.
So probably fall. But also I can't do a sunset ceremony in the fall. So it'd have to be in the summer.
You could. It would just be earlier.
Which I don't want.
Like even 7 o'clock?
Yeah, but 7 o'clock's too late in the fall.
True.
Like it'd have to be in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're living in a.
Yeah, we're in a pretend dream world, universe. So it's probably fine. And okay, so what was the question?
Color scheme. So if it's summer,
See, I don't know how this will mesh, but I'd love to make it work. I'd love neutrals, honestly, because
that works in the summer though.
Like browns and beiges, and like maybe even like burgundies and like dark greens, maybe like kind of like earthy still, I guess. Yeah,
love.
And then like. I know,
like pull the tones from the environment.
Yes.
I think that's a big
And then I would do like this kind of meshes with like tones, I guess, but like velvets.
Mm.
Not velvets, silks, like for dresses and stuff. Like I like that sheen.
Yeah.
So it'd be like kind of like silky or like shimmy, pretty. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very flowy. Okay.
So. I like.
Yeah.
So food, would you have like a traditional dinner?
No.
No? What would you do?
Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
I would have artisanal. Like new,
yeah.
Artisanal pizza.
Yeah.
Like on cute little plates and everybody can pick their pizzas and.
Fun.
Honestly.
Like, dessert? Would you do a cake?
So I think what I would do, because I want to do like a party, right? Like I would do like a cake thing, like a cake cutting. I would almost like interrupt the party and have the DJ say, all right, everybody off the dance floor. We're bringing out a cake. And then I would probably do, I kind of like the cake cutting because it's a cute moment and it's fun.
And then you actually could cut it and pass it out.
Yes. Like no one would does. Eat it because no one has just ate dinner.
True.
They're just there for the party.
You'll probably need like a good midnight snack too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would totally do a cake. Fun. And I wouldn't do anything crazy though. I'd probably just be like a simple cake to cut. Yeah. Like I wouldn't do anything wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what other traditions would you do? So obviously you would do first look, not a first look down the aisle.
Yeah, so I would do it. That's different.
What other traditions?
I would probably have a white dress, which is very traditional.
Oh yeah, what's your dress look like?
Well, not to give it away. Not that I have it picked out already.
We're living in a fake world here.
Well, it'd probably be Rudison.
Is that a designer?
Yeah, you don't know Rudison.
No. Oh, is that like a country, like Western-y?
No.
No, show me.
Rudison, you know Rudison.
Show me. Okay, look. Oh, shoot. Jordan's showing me. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Mm. Like, they're very, like, funky.
Oh, they're very cool.
Yes, they're very cool. So, I don't know
Okay, yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes, you know. I was going to say, how do you not know Rudison? I'm pretty sure you've shot some Rudison dresses.
Oh, yeah. Like, 100%. So, that would be the designer?
But my kind of, like, I guess, I don't know what they're going to come up with, but if I was to pick a dress, it would be very, like, I would probably be, like, satin. Mm. It would probably be very flowy. I'm like
For
a,
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a very, like, free spirit gypsy gal.
Yeah.
So, like, my dress would have to, honestly,
be
I would.
Flowy sleeves.
I would have sleeves. Yeah. It'd be very flowy. Yeah. I need to, like, have it move while I dance. Mm. Like, I don't know. I almost want to feel like Stevie Nicks a little bit. Yeah. Like, you can, like.
With the mountains and the chill.
I just, like.
Sunset ceremony, that fits the vibe.
Yes. Yeah. That's the vibe. So, very, like, flowy and just almost, like, witchy, like, princessy, like.
So, then what would you do for decor?
I honestly don't know. I think, honestly, like, wherever I pick to have my wedding, it would be a place that I don't really need to focus on decor.
Yeah.
You like, just it would be a place that's just, venue. Like, that's beautiful already.
Yeah.
So that I really don't have to, like, focus on it.
I think that's
it.
So true.
Because.
Like, flowers. What would you do for flowers? Like, that's the only thing you really should have to worry about.
I would probably do, like, white and beige flowers. Yeah. Like, keep neutral. Them very light and neutral. I think, I love color. I'm a very, like, colorful, like, funky person, but I think
for
I
your
would,
wedding, that's what you feel.
I don't know. That's what I would go for.
I like it.
Yeah.
Would you do any like different looks or would you stick with the one dress?
I think I'd stick with the one dress.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I would change.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about getting ready? Would you have like a getting ready outfit?
Yeah, I'd have a cute little getting ready fit, obviously.
Do you know what you'd wear?
Yeah, I'd probably be like a flowy robe and like a cute little set, like cute. A cute little shorts and like shirt
I like
set,
it.
I bet you.
Yeah. And what about the party? Would you have live music? Would you have DJ?
Okay, I'd have a DJ, but I'd have a lit DJ.
Like a good DJ.
Yes. Like I'd have the lights. I'd have the disco ball. Like I want a huge disco ball.
Like the checkered dance floor.
I want 6 disco balls. I want 10 disco balls. Actually, I have $1 million. I want 20 disco
I
balls.
I want 100 disco balls.
I want
balls.
The whole ceiling to be disco balls.
That'd be blinding.
No. Because honestly, like, I have my Stevie Nicks vision, and it's very, like, hippy-dippy, but then I want the dance to, like, be that fun. Vision, but, like, party hippy-dippy. Yeah.
I like it.
And, like, I just want a vibe. Like, I want everybody. Okay, this is my, like, dream party. And this kind of goes with, like, I guess this goes with decor a little bit that you already asked me about. But it would be, like, I would, if Mother Nature, like, doesn't let this happen all the time, but it would be outside.
Yeah.
Maybe with a little little clear tent if I had to, if it was raining.
No, but this is a dream world. It's not going to rain.
So in my dream world?
Yeah.
It's not going to rain. There's no rain and it's just open air.
Was that called al fresco?
Al fresco, yeah. And there's like, okay, I don't know how to explain this, but I want like different zones of like the whole place. So like there's the
This is a dream world. Okay. I'm not judging.
There's like the dance floor.
Yeah.
And then I want like different little areas. Like I almost want my party to be like you're at a bar. Mm. So like, you know how in a bar, there's like different areas you can sit, like there's comfy chairs. There's like comfy little spot. There's a bar. There's like the dance floor.
Yeah.
There's like different little zones. Mm-hmm. I want different little zones for people to vibe at. Like honestly, like, and when I say different zones, I want like literally, like, couches to be set up, like, in, like, almost, like, a little, that's like, cool. dinner table, like, yeah. living room, like, so people can, like, act like they're just hanging out. Mm-hmm. It's comfy. There's disco balls, but there's couches. Like, you can yeah. fucking sit down.
Even if you had, like, the vintage couches, like, the, yeah. even, like, cow hot, I don't know, like, you know, those, like, funky patterns I could see.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're not doing color.
No, it's fine. I feel like for the party, I would go with color. Mm-hmm. It would match.
I like that.
Like, I almost just want it to feel like, Jizzy, you're at a bar, but it's actually my, like,
your wedding. Like, you want people to have fun.
Yes.
I think that's a big
thing. So, different zones, and also, like, this is dramatic, and I don't know if this would ever happen, but
it's a dream role.
I want a tattoo bar.
Oh, that's in the really corner. Cool. I feel like people have done that, though.
No, they have done that.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Do it.
Like a real tattoo cool. bar. Not just a fake one.
Like a real one.
Real one.
That would be sweet.
Like, I want to get a tattoo with pals.
I think that sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Any other, like, things that you would do? Or, like, special touches? Or, like, non-traditional things? Or traditional things that you would want to incorporate? Like, would you still do father-daughter dances and...
I think I would still do those dances, but yeah. I wouldn't do them. Like, so when I talk about how I would, like, want the dance party to, like, be kind of, like, immediately after the ceremony, yeah. how there's no downtime kind of thing, I would do the father-daughter dances and stuff like that, but I don't know if I'd necessarily do them first before the dance floor opens.
Okay.
Like, my vision almost is, like, I walk in and the dance party starts.
It's going.
And I feel like when you do your first dance and then your father-daughter dance and your mother-son dance, right when you come in,
mm-hmm.
it, like, stops the vibe. Like,
because it's kind of, it's, like, it's mellow, somber. Not right? somber, but, yeah, like, it's mellow. Chill. Yeah.
So, like, I would almost have the party go and then be like, oh, all right. Like, everybody settle down.
Yeah.
Clear the dance floor.
Maybe gonna... that's when the snacks come out for the midnight yes. snack.
Or, and then know. I would have a moment in the middle of, the, of the party maybe. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, for some reason, I just wouldn't want to have it, like, right
after.
At the beginning.
Yeah. Like, you're excited after you just get married.
Like
you
when wanna... I want the dance party to start,
yeah.
I want Mamma Mia to play and I want to get on the dance floor. And, like, be having the time of my life.
I love it.
I don't want to be crying to, like, a sad, no. sappy song with my dad. Not that I don't want to do that, but so it's, like, true. I want to party first.
No, I think that's a...
and then do it.
And why not?
And then, like, doing the vows privately.
Yeah.
Like,
that's would you still do something during the ceremony or just, like, the legal
portion? No, I would honestly just do the legal stuff. Like, in my opinion, like, you're getting married. Like, yeah, people want to see that and hear it maybe, but it's, like, it's personal.
Yeah. And it's very vulnerable. I would rather
have that personal vulnerable moment with
privately.
My person.
And then it kind of means, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's totally up to the person, but would you have any, like, all DJ during the day? No live music or anything? Or live music when you walk down the aisle? Like, what would you do for your ceremony? Just, like, your dad and mom walking down the aisle? Your dad?
Yeah, I think that would be very traditional.
Yeah.
Because I do really like that.
Would you have kids at your wedding?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
That's so funny.
No kids.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Like, I want you to have a fun time.
Yeah.
And especially because I would do it's like a sunset an ceremony. Evening. Totally like, there's no sense. Kids are in bed. Why would they be at my wedding?
No.
And I don't want your crabby kids at my wedding at 9:00 at night. Get them out of here.
No, they can
this is unfiltered. I'm so sorry for everybody that has kids.
No, I think that's totally fair, though. Like, yeah. What else? Any other details?
I would probably have, like, this is in my dream scenario, I would have somebody shooting digital film or, digital
film.
I would have somebody shooting digital photos, like a photographer.
Yeah.
And then I'd have a separate photographer just doing film.
Smart.
And then I'd have a videographer that also is doing film.
Like Super 8 film?
Yeah, I'd have four people.
Well, why not? Honestly, like, wedding days, I have wedding days where I have a second shooter, we're both shooting digital, and there's two videographers shooting digital. So I feel like having two people on film, two people on digital, like, isn't...
No.
Obscene.
What else? What else would I want to do?
What other... So you would have, like, neutral florals, decor would be minimal.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yes. I don't know. Other than that, like...
Desserts, like just cake?
Yeah, just cake.
Just cake? Tattoo bar, that's sick.
I'd have a little tattoo bar.
Yeah.
Because I think that's cool. Yeah. I would love if my dad got a tattoo.
Oh, he would.
He would
for Sean, me. If you're listening...
All right, Sarah.
Here we go.
I'm excited to hear this one, too. Okay.
This is going to be funny because mine is so different than Jordan's.
Oh, my God. We're very opposite, hey?
But, like, yeah, just different vibes.
Yeah, different vibes. Okay. That's fine. We're different people.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah. No budget, no rules. Where would it be?
It would be in Italy or Greece.
Yeah.
And I think part of me would say Greece, because Italy is so popular right now for like bougie weddings. Yeah, like
different
so bit. Maybe Greece, like somewhere on the coast, like Europe.
Mamma Mia vibes.
Castle, Mamma Mia, like just ridiculous, you know? Mm-hmm. And in a castle, like it has to be, like the architecture has to be like stone and outside, twinkly lights.
Oh my god, alfresco.
Yeah. Overlooking the ocean, beautiful. Yeah, that's the vibe.
Okay.
So
okay.
Bougie.
Who would be your photographer?
So mine's a little different than Jordan's because yours was like an influencer photographer, which is just, that's the vibe. But yeah. Rebecca Frank.
I love her.
Shout out. Listen, she's my favorite.
She's still really cool. Yeah,
she's a Calgary photographer. I just, and you know, like one day, if and when I get married, I would honestly hire her. Like she, I just love her storytelling. I also use her presets. I don't know. I just love her stuff. And she seems like such a cool person too. Like
that's why I liked mine too. Yeah, because totally. You vibe with her 100%. That you know that you're gonna have a good time.
Like she's goofy, but like her photos are all like artsy and they're, I don't know, like she just in alignment. So that's who I would have.
What about your like videographer?
I don't know if I would do video. You wouldn't hot have, take.
Wait, what?
Hot take. You I wouldn't. Know. I don't know. I don't think I would.
Wow.
Which, okay.
That's shocking to me, honestly. I know.
That's like, I have quite a few plot twists in my dream bougie wedding. I maybe would set up like continuous and maybe get like some old camcorders and have it like.
Have guests to it?
2000 style. Like, whoa. Just like even pick a couple, like honestly, I would probably pick like my second shooters that I would invite to my wedding and have them just like very raw.
I really like
record the wedding. Not like, I don't know. Is that weird?
No. I've thought about that.
Because I think I would want it documented in some way on video, but I wouldn't want the traditional, you know, the letters to each other, I don't know. I just feel like I would, just because I do video, and even like one of the videographers in town, like he's the biggest videographer in our city, but he's never watched his own wedding video.
Really?
And he like hired a really good company, like, but he said, I've never watched it. Him and his wife have never watched it. But I think it's because, like, as someone who does video and as someone that's a photographer or videographer, whatever, like, you just don't want to see yourself in that way. I don't know. Does that make sense? Like, it's weird.
No, I can see the camcorder thing because you know what it is? Like, a more of a raw.
It's raw.
Real, like, way of watching.
And the audio is not good and, like, it's kind of shaky.
That's the cool part about it.
It's almost Super 8, but, like, in between.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I think I would do something like that.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Would you have a bridal party? Or like how big of a bridal party? What's your,
So I'm like, I'm half and half on this. I would either not have a bridal party or I would have every single friend that is at my wedding in my bridal party. Because I feel like I don't know. I feel part of me is like, I don't like the strictness of bridal parties and I don't like the expectation and I don't like personally like for my own wedding the look of like everyone wears the same dress, everyone has the same blah blah blah, like I would want it to be very informal, very like different colors, like different styles, but like also I think I want a small wedding, like I would love to have 100 people. It would probably not be 100 people, probably be more like 150, 200 people. But I think why not just like all your friends that come be in your bridal party and have it like chill. I don't know.
Anything wrong with that.
And like have a bridal party, not bridal party. I don't know. I don't know what I would do on that. I would either have like 10
or none. Yeah.
Maybe have a maid of honor or two maid of honors.
Yeah.
Or just have none.
Undecided. That's fine. That's
not fair. Sure. Not sure.
Got some ideas. Okay. You already talked about your dress count. What about your dream dress? Connor, if you're listening, you're not allowed to listen.
So Jordan had a designer. I also have a designer and a dress. But I honestly think it could be my actual one. And like I have looked, like we're photographers. We look at all the dresses.
We see them all
the designers, all the different styles. And this dress is like, I love it.
Okay.
So
what about just tell me the designer then? Or you don't want to say the designer.
I don't want to say it.
Okay, like, so what?
What vibe?
Vibe.
Long sleeves. It's like kind of like over the shoulder and like tight.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
But not what you would expect.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
That's all I want to say.
Yeah. Okay, beautiful. What would your, like, color scheme be?
So, my reasoning for wanting Italy is because...
the architecture and the colors. And
wine.
The, oh, I did not think wine. Okay, never mind. Honestly, so, fair enough.
Yeah, so, like,
but I thought you said Greece.
See, maybe France or Italy. Because I guess Greece isn't really wine country. But my reasoning for that is, like, I've always had this vision of, like, having a vineyard as part of my wedding. Mm. But I've always... this is so embarrassing. And I'm spilling all my secrets.
I'm so excited.
But I've always wanted my colors to be red, white, and rosé.
What?
So, like, red wine color. Like, that really cherry,
like burgundy.
Red, like, cherry, like, wine red.
Okay.
And then, like, the white, so it's more of, like, the champagne color.
Yeah.
Because white,
and then,
wine,
like, pinky rosé.
But, like, a French rosé is, like, that soft, 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 soft pink.
Cute. I dibs the pink color.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're in my wedding. Just kidding.
If you have a bridesmaid.
If I have a bridesmaid. But I think that those would be my colors. And then just, like, greenery.
Yep.
And I would want, like, flowers to be colorful in those colors.
Mm-hmm.
So, like different that. Different tones of reds and pinks
that.
And, like, whites. And then, like, obviously greenery.
Mm-hmm.
And then the blue lakes and the vineyard.
That would look really,
like,
nice.
But
too.
I always thought, like, red, white, and rosé. But, like, not this rosé that I have right now. But, like, a
that's
soft, like, pinky.
Oh, that's actually very cute.
Like, subtly pink.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay. Cute.
Yeah.
What about, like, decor for your...
So I would be with you on, like, very basic.
Yeah.
Like, your venue kind of speaks for the decor. But, like, especially in a dream world, if I was getting married in a castle, it would be, like, the architecture would be the decor. And, like, just twinkly lights and flowers.
Yeah.
Greenery. And honestly, that would be kind of it. But, like, everything would be very classic. Like, very nice chairs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, I think when you have a venue... like a castle or like
you don't
a
the
ranch,
decor
like,
you the
no.
decor kind of like fades off into the distance when
and
you
I feel like it
like
would
that.
Overpower and look tacky if you have like architecture that's beautiful. Like, why would you need
you don't.
You just would focus more on florals and
what's your food.
See, this is something that I really don't know. Like,
this is, like, the first thing
one
I
time,
ever picked.
I'm not going to out my grandma, but kind of. I was saying to my grandma, like, maybe for my wedding I would do, like, food trucks, like, have different food trucks. And she was like, I think you need something for the old people. So, not that. I don't know. Like, probably just something really good. Like, not, you
just
know,
good food. Not just
good
like,
food.
The cheap run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, like, something, I don't know. Like, that, I guess if we're living in our dream world, I would have probably steak. The best cut and
oh yeah, hell yeah.
Really good.
Decadent, yeah. Like really.
You just
really
hire a chef and just say have like
full range.
Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I don't know. If we had $1 million and could hire the best chef in Italy and just
go
for it.
That's the thing. We have all this money.
Yeah, because
what is your timeline? Would you switch things up like I did?
Yeah. So I would also do a not typical timeline. I would do something like you would before, like more casual, still like nice and like have a color scheme, like kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Have a supper. Maybe I like the idea of doing speeches the night before.
Yeah.
Just as something more intimate and casual. Just maybe do family and bridal party. Whatever. And then the next day I would want to sleep in and the boys could go like golfing, whatever. The girls could have wine and massages.
Cute.
Like do it like super chill.
Yeah.
And then have lunch, kind of start getting ready, like have a super chill afternoon. And then I would have like, I would plan for a later supper, but do like the ceremony right before supper.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately go into supper. Maybe do family portraits after, just so you have, like, one in your dress with your family. But I would do family photos the night before.
Yeah,
like,
that's
all
a good
the
idea.
Different variations. Because you're still dressed up, but you're not in your wedding day attire.
Hey, you know what? That's true. Because you really need to be in your wedding dress.
I feel like, wouldn't you rather have family photos in, like nice outfits, not just, like, you know? So, family photos the night before.
Okay.
Get, like, a big group photo maybe after the ceremony. Maybe grab a couple quick snap, but everything candid.
Yeah.
Like all candid and then go into from the ceremony, go into supper, whatever, and then go into dance. And then 2 days later, I would do like an epic, and honestly, I don't care about bridal party photos. I want one shot with big group, one shot all the girls, one shot all the guys, and then candid.
Yeah.
Party. Just
vibing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do a head table.
I don't know if, yeah, I didn't mention this, but I wouldn't either.
I would do a normal table.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a head table, whenever I look at a head table, I'm like, I feel like sometimes people are kind of awkward. And if you don't really know the person beside you, you only have two options.
Yeah.
So it's like, just have, it works really well for speeches when someone's up there and you can like take photos of everyone standing. And I understand why people do head tables, but personally, I would want just a normal table.
Yeah. So you can visit with like your friends. Like totally. You normally would.
Yeah. And like, but have all your people at your table.
Yeah.
And like some people don't even sit with their friends. Like they sit with their family.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know, do whatever we want with that. But yeah, do like a helicopter.
Yeah.
On top something of a mountain. Really epic. I don't know, something crazy for portraits.
Go on a yacht.
But I need 2 days because I really want to have fun at my dance. So yeah, go on a yacht, rent a yacht or like one of those like wooden boats or something like super
pretty,
ridiculous.
Pretty. Yeah. Okay. What about the traditions? Like you kind of talked about how you would.
Oh yeah.
Did you say about like if you would walk down the aisle first?
I wouldn't do a first look.
You wouldn't. So you'd keep it very traditional.
Yeah. And I would just walk down the aisle. If this was my bougie dream wedding, it would be like black tie color, like, like I would give people
everybody a color scheme. Yeah. Okay.
And that'd be my dream. But if you're in a castle, like obviously.
Well, you have to match the vibe. Totally. You have to match the vibe. Okay. What about how many, like, would you change your dress or would you leave it on?
Yes, I would have multiple looks.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have, what like, about, like, your dance look?
Would I'd have a getting ready look.
Yeah.
Like a very fancy long train
that would look cool in the castle.
Yeah, we're getting ready in the castle.
Yeah.
I have, like, fancy slippers, fancy robe, blah, blah, blah. And then I would obviously have, like, the ceremony look.
Yeah.
And then probably a reception look, and then you might as well have a dance look. So different shoes, different hairstyles, the whole shebang.
So what about the vibe of like your music and how are you going to set the tone?
Live
of your
music.
You would have live music.
100% live music. Live music during ceremony. I would probably want like a violin because that's extra, maybe bagpipes.
The kilts. Yeah.
Wait, what country are we going to be in?
You should probably go to Ireland.
I feel like do a Scottish, Irish wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would want live music for sure, though. Live band.
Yeah.
Yeah. After going to a wedding with a live band, I was like,
it is honestly such a vibe.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what
good.
This isn't on our list. So what about funky trends that are happening right now that you would incorporate? Like, is there anything that like is trending right now that you would incorporate in your wedding whenever
I love on camera flash at reception.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Party shots. I really would want like the dance shots, like the sweaty, gross.
No, I was gonna say I didn't talk about this either, but I would want my photographer, whoever it is, to stay all night.
Oh,
like
same.
All night.
Yeah. Like
till the end.
You could book two photographers and have just a party photographer.
Like I want, because I think that like, the same as
those
you.
Photos are so funny. But yeah, that was our dream wedding recap.
I'm sure it'll change as like the years go by.
I feel like a couple years ago I would have been like,
oh my god, me too,
married in the woods,
me too. Yeah. Like my Pinterest board that I looked at the other day from like
all pompous
years
breasts.
Ago I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. Like, and that's why you just gotta go for it and do whatever you feel
you know
want.
What and I think this might be helpful to you for like some of our brides and grooms, like even just like hearing different opinions.
Totally.
And like hearing how we would do it. Yeah. Like again, like we've told this so many times, but it's like you can do it however you want. It doesn't
100%.
Have to be a specific timeline. Like my timeline's completely backwards, honestly.
And completely different than mine. But also ours are both not normal.
No.
Like not like your traditional timeline, but I think you just have to do what you want, what works for you. And both of ours are just like honestly, authentically us.
I think so.
I feel like that's the main takeaway is that we both have timelines that are just, you know, and our dream absurd weddings, whether it's a castle or a ranch in Montana, are very us.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah. Our authentic bougie selves.
Love.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. And if you want to buy us a lottery ticket so we can do these weddings, that would be much
God
appreciated.
Bless.
Yeah.
God bless.
Well, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bye.